This is News in Focus, reporting today from Effingham, New Hampshire, Pastor David L. Gilpatrick. To begin with in this segment, we'd like to share a few quotable quotes on socialism and Marxism. First of all, quote, "Yes, we are going to destroy everything, and on the ruins we will build our temple," unquote. Vladimir I. Lenin, founder of the Soviet Union, quoted by Robert Payne in the book The Life and Death of Lenin, Simon and Schuster, 1964. How true it is that each new generation finds its own cause to support, but it seems that socialism and Marxism is one which has a tendency to live on and on in the desires of many who want to recreate the world in a new world order. Quote, "I am seriously alarmed by the sufferings of the creditor class, the troubles which the church is bound to encounter, the restrictions on certain kinds of freedom which must result, nor even the bloodshed of the transition period. A better economic order is worth a little bloodshed," unquote. Stuart Chase, intellectual father of the New Deal, quote, "A book, A New Deal, The Maximilian Company, 1932. So we can see that the idea of socialism and Marxism spans quite a bit of history. Thirdly, the next one comes from a Socialist Revolution editorial board. Election 2020, Social Revolution, the official publication of the U.S. branch of the International Marxist Tendency, September 1st, 2020. Quote, "The new generation is being profoundly radicalized by the experience of life under capitalism, and they are increasingly drawing revolutionary socialist conclusions. This is precisely the situation the IMT, International Marxist Tendency, has been preparing for decades. We must energetically seize the opportunity with both hands to build our forces," unquote. Today's article has much to do with Marxism and socialism. It's entitled Reimagining Christianity, America, and Capitalism by David Thurazo. You may have heard a saying attributed to a Marxist leader in the 1960s that goes like this, quote, "The issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution," unquote. Those behind the agenda to overthrow the governing system in America have been emboldened, and it goes back more than 50 years. For example, at the United Nations Business Conference in 1974, David Rockefeller said, quote, "We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order." Globalists are thrilled today because we don't just have one crisis, but three at the same time. America has had political unrest for decades, but more recently, the left has ignited a revolution. Add COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter, and here we are. But whatever the current issue is, the left will use it to distract you from what they're really doing. A year ago, the issue was impeaching President Donald Trump. 6 months ago, the issue was how coronavirus was disrupting our world, who was deemed essential, and who was allowed to work. Then Memorial Day weekend, the issue became systematic racism, And now we're back to America being an evil country that needs to be taken down. In addition to defunding the police and creating more lawlessness on our streets, Democratic, Michigan, Republican, Ilhan Omar called for this dismantling of the United States economy and political system. This fits. They control or are very strongly influence the entire educational system, entertainment industry, unions, universities, government, corporations, and sports, the media, and so many churches across the country. No wonder a majority of millennials now say they will vote for socialist candidates. And so the narrative is becoming clear. Democrats now want to replace capitalism with socialism. Some say you don't believe me. Seattle City Councilwoman Kashama Sawat said the left is preparing the ground for a different kind of society. She quotes, she says, "Because we are coming for you and your rotten system. We are coming to dismantle this deeply oppressive, racist, sexist, violent, utterly bankrupt system of capitalism, the police state. We cannot and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with a world based instead on solidarity, genuine democracy, and equality, a socialistic world," unquote. A Black Lives Matter leader recently said they would burn the system down if they don't get what they want. 5 days prior to being elected in 2008, Barack Obama said the left was ready to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And after 8 years, we were a much different country with more divisions based on class, gender, race, and religion. His February 5th, 2008 speech dovetails with current demands. Quote, "We are the change that we seek," unquote. Speaking of change, the World Economic Forum, WEF, a gathering of wealthy elite businesses and government leaders working to further the agenda of one world, hope to reset capitalism and the global economy. But a strong America and free markets have always been in the way. To create a breakthrough, our economy has to be destroyed, and at the same time, the country's social order needs to be destabilized. One telling quote from the founder of WEF, Executive Chairman Klaus Schwab, quote, "The COVID-19 pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world to create a healthier, more equitable, and more prosperous future," unquote. This worldview parroted throughout academia that capitalism and religious freedom are rooted in evil is central to the socialist cause. The thinking is that everything would be better if elites had control over people and production. However, environmental laws, regulations, and skyrocketing taxation lacks appeal, especially to the working class, and has been difficult to sell, even with the help of Hollywood actors and Greta Thunberg. In an eye-opening article, quote, "The Coming World Reset," unquote, Compass International Bill Perkins stated, quote, "With climate change losing its luster, they're now using COVID-19 and the Black Lives Matter riots as the latest reason to reset the global economy. They're calling for all nations and all business industries to participate in uniting the world as one," unquote. Does this sound familiar? World peace and unity? Pass it on. Some now declare that America needs a less racist national anthem, suggesting that John Lennon's Imagine, it's an apt description of their utopian illusionary vision. No heaven, no hell, people living for today and not worrying about the future or facing judgment for their sins. Imagine there's no God, no country, no borders, one world government, no religion. Two, and imagine all the people living life in peace, unquote. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no true peace. It's all temporary, man-centered, and fleeting. Jesus told his followers they would have trouble in this short life. But in him, we can have peace, John 16:33. The Apostle Paul wrote to believers saying, the day of the Lord's return would surprise a lot of people, quote, just like a thief in the night, unquote, 1 Thessalonians 5:2-5, and it states as follows, while they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overcome you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Having read that scripture, think about it. Activists and radicals are wrecking parts of the country. But many citizens value freedom and won't be sold on democratic policies. Thus protest as force plays out on the streets. So-called, quote, peaceful protesters, unquote, causing destruction and intimidation. Rebelling against the authorities, tearing up cities in America, burning and painting over things, destroying federal monuments and historical statues, and that's supposed to bring peace. Noticeable is that very few in the liberal media and Democratic Party have denounced the violence, death, and destruction in American cities. Why? A host of radicals are working against a sitting president to gain power now. Or in the November election, as we have just noticed, they are gleefully using the crisis created by Black Lives Matter, and that organization funded by millionaires is being used to wreak havoc on cities and overwhelm police forces. Remember that the issue to them is ultimately about the revolution. And Joe Biden is saying, we want to transform America again. If he is elected and now stands as president-elect, it would be akin to a third term for Barack Obama. But it would be more radical, as the social activists who want Trump taken down are openly expressing hatred for America. But this is a dead end, and the agenda to reset the world will eventually... Yes, the reset will eventually fail. The chaos we're seeing in our cities is part of a smokescreen meant to prevent people from seeing the truth, to lure more social justice warriors, communists, and radicals. But their pathway, the road of rebellion, leads to emptiness, darkness, and death. Spiritually, it is a reminder that two choices are before us, the wide road and the narrow road. One is the way of the world, and the other, the way of Christ. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by him. It's not too late. For those who would trust in Christ, they may find eternal life. And that is it for today from Effingham Falls Bible Baptist Church. Thank you for listening to this article, News in Focus.